Well, well, well. Look who's here. Took you long enough. It feels like it's been ages since I've seen you. Like, when was the last? No, it wasn't this summer. It was like the family reunion. It was Easter, wasn't it? Oh my gosh. Feels like so long ago. I can't believe I have to go to college all the way out of state. I wish I could see you guys more often. I really miss you and sis and my parents. But at least we get to spend time together like this during the holidays. Where's big sis? I'm not actually sure. She might be helping mom in the kitchen. You know, there's a lot to do. Mom's kind of running a little bit behind. You know, parent things, they go crazy over Thanksgiving, even though no one's really going to notice if one side dish is missing, you know? But mom thinks it's going to be the end of the world if we're missing green bean casserole or something, so yeah. I'm not very good in the kitchen, so I stay out here in the living room. If I even try to go in there, they yell at me. So, yeah. I guess I'll just keep you company. How have you been doing, by the way? I hope everything's been good. With school and work and, you know, big sis. What's that look for? You know, there was a little bit of a frown whenever I nudged you in the torso. Has something been, you know, going on between you two? Something tense? I don't know. I can just see the look in your face, like that little kind of cringe. Oh, come on. Listen, how long have you known me for? I'm not gonna tell her. Oh, I bet it's something embarrassing, isn't it? Because you're not making eye contact with me. It's something embarrassing, isn't it? What is it? Come on. Oh, come on. You can tell me. I'm not gonna tell. What? Is it something in the bedroom? It is, isn't it? Ah, oh, I knew it. Ah, oh, well, you can't just be that obvious and not tell me exactly what it is. Oh, come on, I can give you advice. Look, just because I'm her little sister doesn't mean that I don't, you know, I don't know a few things. Listen, I've had my fair time around the block, and look, we shared the same house for over nearly 2 decades, so I've overheard some things, a lot of things. So come on, just tell me, what's up? Really? Wow, I didn't know she was that bad. Okay, so you're just starting to get a little frustrated. I always knew she was kind of basic, but I didn't think she was that basic. No, I completely understand why you'd get frustrated with that. You know, you do all these things for her. I mean, you do whatever she wants. I can just tell she has you wrapped around her little finger, but she won't even give you a head. Yikes. I'm just saying, I love her. I love her to death and all, but she can be a little, well, you know, clearly. I mean, I'm not saying that you should drop her, but your frustrations, they're valid too. I mean, there's a lot of other girls who would do that. Do that in a lot more. Things you've probably never even dreamed about doing with sis. Things that I bet you've wanted to do before, but if she won't even give you a head, there's no way you could do much else. Say, I told you that I've personally, I've tried some things out. I've experimented in my time. So I'm a little more open to things like that. I think you can see where I'm going with this. Look, I know you know that I've had a crush on you for a very, very long time. I know you know. So, why not we take advantage of the situation a little bit? My parents are busy. Big sis is busy. And we're in the same house for a couple of days. You're frustrated. I'm frustrated. And I'm willing to do whatever you want. I can do whatever my big sister won't do. Whatever you'd like. I can show you. If you just let me. I know you want it too. How? Because I can see the way your eyes keep flitting down to my cleavage. I've seen you do it before, but you're really thinking about it now. You want to touch me, don't you? I know you do. Well, I won't tell. I'm not gonna mess everything up for the two of you, but maybe if you realize that you can't deal with the frustration, well, I suppose I'll be here. But for now, I'm happy to just help de-stress you a little bit. What do you say? We'll have to be quiet though. Everyone else is over just in the kitchen. Do you think you can manage to be quiet? I guess we'll see now, won't we? I guess let's start with what you've been wanting the most, the easiest. I'll just slide my hand down here. Your heart already. So excited. You really are frustrated. No, I think it's really endearing. I'm quite excited myself. I have to say, I've thought about this many, many times. Getting to touch you like this. forgetting to undo your pants. Feeling your throbbing cock beneath my fingertips. I've thought about it a lot, and now I finally get to do it. And also, put my lips up against it. So, you haven't had a girl's lips around your cock since you got with my sister. That's so unfortunate. Oh. Especially when you have as perfect of a cock as this. Oh. By the way, if you want to hold my head down, feel free. Like I said, I'm no stranger to this. Oh. De-stress yourself as needed. Even if that means fucking my face, okay? Remember, don't get too loud. We gotta keep this a secret. I wasn't expecting you to hold my head down like that. Give me a warning next time, okay? Do it as you'd like, though. You've been really frustrated, huh? Do you like the feel of my saliva dripping? Oh. All the way down your cock? But I don't want to stop here. No. Just this alone won't ease your frustrations, will it? I can tell that you want more. You don't just want my mouth. You want to feel me wrapped around you? But not just my cunt. I'm sure she lets you have that. No, you want something different, don't you? You want something tighter, something she would never even dream about letting you have. You want to feel how it feels to be deep inside a girl's ass, don't you? Or maybe not just any girl's ass, but your girlfriend's little sister. Her cute, cute. College senior sister. That's what you want. Well, who am I to deny such a nice request? Luckily for you. I actually had been playing with my ass earlier today. Not gonna lie, actually did it while thinking How does that make you feel? Does that make your cock throb? Knowing that I fucked myself in the ass, thinking about you coming over to visit, thinking about getting to talk to you, to see you again after so long. I bet it's making you throb right now. I won't dilly-dally around for too much longer. After all, it's not like we have the time in the world. So let me just make sure. Lucky that I picked a skirt today. I can just move my panties to the side a little bit. I make sure that I'm ready for you. The toy I use is a little bit smaller, so give me your hand. Can you feel how dripping wet I am for you right now? That's how excited I am. Rubbing me like that. You're such a tease. I can't take this anymore. Just sit back, okay? And shh. I'm gonna need you. Shut up. I know you don't want anyone to catch us. Grab your cock and me out so good. Wait, don't. No, wait. Don't move yet. think anyone heard us. Right. Except the cat, maybe. Fuck. Okay. Let me... Let me just pick myself up if I can. My legs are a little shaky. Fuck. How are you feeling now? A little less stressed. I know, I most certainly am. Oh, gosh. Well, no, I can just fix my underwear. I can go and clean up later. It's not a huge rush. I'm fine with feeling your cum seep out of my ass. I think it'll be a really nice reminder. Plus, maybe tonight after everyone's done. Maybe we could have a little bit more fun. If you'd like, of course. But for now, we should probably make ourselves look decent. I really, really, really enjoyed that. I hope you did too. So, again, if you're ever feeling a little stressed over the next few days, all you gotta do is let me know. I'm here to support you after all. In the way that only I can. So, I think you should get up. Go splash some cold water in your face. Wake yourself up a bit. We're probably going to be called to eat soon. I'll see you at the dinner table then. Bye-bye.